Corey Powers from ExperienceKissimmee.com. You're on the road with Dane on WGN.
Nibbling on sponge cake. Watching the sun bake.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland, and in studio with us. This is, a unique opportunity. So many people take their time to make their way, their pilgrimage, their family road trip. They're on the road trip down to Kissimmee. Today, Kissimmee is here, and we have brought Kissimmee to us right here in the studio. Excited to have the communications director for Experience Kissimmee, the one and only Corey Powers. Corey, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be able to bring sunny Kissimmee, Florida to sunny Chicago.
You know what I think, and of course for us here, you know, we'll be thinking like this was your opportunity to maybe escape the few moments throughout the calendar year where Chicago actually has maybe as good or better weather than Kissimmee.
It's beautiful here. It's beautiful.
So what is it that you're seeing when you get up here? Of course, you're going to see the sights. I know you're making the rounds. Important opportunity to kind of share with us and the listeners, you know, what's going on in Kissimmee as we all kind of consider planning our next trip down there. But for you, for, you know, a couple minutes before we get into all that, what are you seeing here in Chicago?
So yesterday I did the architecture tour on the river.
Really?
Which was lovely. Yeah, it was great to learn about the history and the buildings that I see and pass every day while walking. So other than that, I don't have a whole lot of time to sightsee, but open to any kind of suggestions.
Oh, well, we got a great restaurant scene.
True.
We got great architecture, some sports, great sports, maybe political corruption, rampant crime. I don't know. There's a lot of reasons why people love Chicago and a lot of reasons why people get in the car or on that plane and head their way down to Florida and visit Kissimmee. So let's talk a little bit about it. And as a person who's been there and experienced it, and you, of course, carrying the torch as the ambassador for it here in our city, there are a lot of things that are happening in Kissimmee that everyone is familiar with, but they just don't necessarily associate it with your town.
Absolutely. So Kissimmee is in Central Florida, obviously. We share a border with Orlando a little bit south. We are in close proximity to all of the great theme parks that people know Central Florida for: Walt Disney World, Universal Orlando, SeaWorld, and then Legoland's just about 45 minutes from us as well.
Legoland
for the great kids and builders in the group.
Yes.
And then also we have a great accommodation scene. We have 45,000 accommodations in total in our county. 22,000 of those are the vacation homes.
See, that's important. People always think of, and maybe they don't go past that on the thought process. You know, you're going to get there. You're going to walk around. You're going to have at some point the desire, maybe the need to like sit down, lay down, rest, whatever, take a day off, you know, and kind of enjoy it. So on the accommodation side, is that kind of where you feel it's one of the great things that you guys have to offer? Is not only on the, I'm sure there's a lot of hotels in the area in and around the parks, but also those vacation homes. I'm a little bit familiar with them, and for the listeners who have not experienced that or thought about it, it may seem a little mysterious, it may seem a little daunting. It's easy, and it can be a great way to experience the area.
Absolutely, yes. We do have plenty of amazing resorts and hotels in Kissimmee, but we also have these vacation home products that are, again, 22,000 of them, and they range from two-bedroom condos to 18-bedroom mega mansions. And these houses have, you know, they're built in resort-style neighborhoods, so there's a concierge where you can check in. They have a water park, maybe, transportation to and from the theme parks that you can arrange. But these houses have amenities in them, grocery delivery. You can have a personal chef come and cook breakfast for you. You can have a pool with a private pool in the house. You can have a bowling alley, an in-home movie theater.
If you're Taylor Swift, right? You need a bowling alley because you got to go ahead and bowl. I mean, that's one thing. And so it's nice to see that range, everything from things that an average family would know, enjoy, kind of need, and then all up to the aspirational. If you're Batman, you know, and you need everything, you need like a super bat lair and a cave and a helicopter pad, you can do that too.
Of course. But, you know, and a really good point is these houses that are kind of the multi-bedroom, we're seeing a lot of multi-generational travel. So families coming, you know, grandma, grandpa, mom and dad and kids. So those houses are perfect for those with the little ones. They go to bed at 8 o'clock. What are you going to do in a hotel room? You can have this house. You can spread out, put the kids to bed, have a glass of wine by the pool. And then also couples traveling together. So groups of families traveling together. And, you know, at the end of the day, sometimes it makes more sense to just stay in one house. It's easier to kind of wrangle everybody. And it can be more economical in some of those slower periods. So like the the fall that's coming up, or, you know, January, February, prices are actually really reasonable.
You know what? That's something to consider. For an average family that may look to do that, bring some of the relatives down, have that sort of convergence of kind of the vacation situation. There's really, and, you know, and there's nothing against, you know, a great hotel or being on property at Disney or all those things, but it is really a great alternative and it isn't that expensive. And here's the thing that's a little bit different about the actual resort communities. And you think to yourself, for the people that have checked out Airbnb, well, I could just stay at anybody's house. These houses, I mean, they're designed with a really thoughtful mindset to the vacationer. So there are more bedrooms and more bathrooms than there would be of an average house of that size. And then you've got really what I think is an oversized kitchen, because it allows you to go ahead and kind of cook and enjoy. And so much of what happens in the family space is around sort of like dinner and cooking, and it's all open concept a lot of times, right? And you mentioned the pools, and this isn't necessarily a giant pool, but it's really great to have something the kids can splash out back. And on the price side, you know, if you do the math and you have like however many, let's say you'd need 3 or 4 hotel rooms, it is quite a bit actually typically cheaper, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of them, like you were talking about, the kitchens have the outdoor kitchens too. So you can hang out by the pool and then cook some burgers or steaks in the back while everybody's still together. So it's just a really good opportunity to spend some of that, you know, spend your energy, go, go, go doing during the day, and then have a place to kind of come back, relax, and kind of unwind from a busy day at the parks or, you know, sightseeing.
And even on the go, go, go side, and we all know as parents, and I experienced, I think it was like 9 o'clock at Disney and we didn't get out of there till like after midnight. That is a lot of work. And what you have in the resort homes is an opportunity to really have what feels like a vacation, and that can be in sort of a kind of a low-key rest setting. And you mentioned it too, Corey, that they've got, you know, a lot of times the properties will have sort of like a mini like playground or playland or amusement park or water park, mm-hmm. right within it. So they've thought of a lot of those things. And so you get a chance to stay. I did want to talk about Kissimmee in some ways that people haven't necessarily thought of it as well. So there's a downtown Kissimmee. I've spent time there. There's been some events there, some major events there. And another thing, as a person who's been on the planet for a while, I wasn't aware that it existed, but there's a lot to do.
There is. Downtown Kissimmee is actually a really, it's a quaint area. They have a thriving restaurant scene. 26 locally owned and operated restaurants, which is the most in Central Florida, locally owned and operated restaurants. They have a beautiful lakefront where there's great fishing opportunities, beautiful walkway just to kind of take in nature and like I said, just take a little break from go, go, go. Also some really unique antique stores.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So outside of getting, you know, the spoon that says, you know, has Florida on it, or maybe some sort of mummified gator head.
Yeah.
Nothing against those. They're great. But once you have that, right, there's some great antiques. Now, are they local to like the Florida area, or kind of an eclectic blend of people passing through?
Yeah, it's an eclectic blend for sure. They cater to all kind of nationalities too. Some of the great restaurants down there are, there's a Jamaican restaurant that opened up. There's a Puerto Rican restaurant that opened up. There's a tea room. So really anything that could, you know, sound good to you, we could probably find.
On the experience side, as far as some of the attractions, we all know the ones that are known worldwide, bringing people from all over the place. But there are things in the area that are, whether it's educational or whether it's fun, maybe a little low key, maybe, you know, there's just some different things to do that maybe don't have giant mascots walking around, right? There's other
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. There's more to Kissimmee than Mickey and Universal for sure. We have some great ecotourism activities. Gatorland is probably one of the best well-known
attractions.
Love Gatorland. Who doesn't? It outdates Disney World. So it was there before Mickey. And they're celebrating their 70th anniversary this year. So lots of great activities and events going on there. We also have paddling at Shingle Creek, where you turn off the busiest highway in Kissimmee and you're in this nature oasis. You can paddle down Shingle Creek River, and it's the headwaters of the Everglades. We have lots of airboat rides you can take, again, headwaters of the Everglades, so you can tote around on a airboat. We also have one company that you can drive your own airboat, learn how to drive it, and take it out on the lake for a spin.
You think Chicago has nothing to do with alligators? I don't know if this news made it down there, but it was one of the biggest and kind of craziest stories over the last like month, certainly the summer, is we had an alligator that was in one of the ponds, I guess, up here. And it just, I don't want to say terrorized. It was like a 4-foot alligator.
Oh.
But it was like alligator watch. And the police had the ropes off. We had to bring a guy up. He might have been from Kissimmee. He was from Florida. We had to like have sort of like a hired gun A-team special forces of gator. And he came up and he caught him in like an hour and a half. You know, but it took weeks. And it was like gator watch.
Oh, my goodness.
It was
goodness.
A big deal.
A 4-footer. That's nothing. Come to Gatorland. They've got 12-footers.
Yeah. And here's the thing, too, is and let the listeners know, we're talking with Corey Powers from Kissimmee Experience. Kissimmee will have a link up at WGNradio.com for people who enjoy some of the things that we have here in Chicago. Great food town. I do a lot of the food here for WGN. Is that I was excited and surprised to know that you guys have in that area there really like a great presence of great chefs, certainly diverse cuisine, but also some James Beard Award winners.
Yeah. So Disney Springs, if you haven't been in a while, it used to be Downtown Disney, is now Disney Springs. They've done a great job revitalizing that area and bringing some really well-known chefs to the property. So right now there's 6 James Beard Award-winning chefs on property.
Wow.
They just opened up Jose Andres' new restaurant, Haleo.
Nice.
Yeah. And of course, they're ever expanding. We just, they opened up the NBA experience. So it's an interactive basketball themed area for groups, families, kids. But yeah, that property is great for just kind of walking around and doing a little taste and see of really great food and wine and drinks. And then also our newest entertainment district is Sunset Walk over at Margaritaville Orlando Resort. So that has some Ford's Garage, which is a really cool themed motorist kind of restaurant. Yeoman's, which is British fish and chips. Bahama Bucks, which is shaved ice. So some really great new local restaurants to the scene over at Sunset Walk.
There's things are changing all the time. So all the things that you know and love and expect from a vacation down to that area, Central Florida and specifically Kissimmee, but also all sorts of things that have been there all along and all sorts of things that are starting and kind of coming into the scene, you know, as we speak. For people who want to get more information, plan their trip down there, where can they go where you have all of that stuff listed and get more information?
Yeah, our website is a great resource. It's experiencekissimmee.com.
ExperienceKissimmee.com, and maybe on social media, any place that people can see some things there?
Yep, we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, LinkedIn, you name it, we're there.
You name it, we're there, and hopefully if you're playing your cards right, you'll be there at some point, maybe later on this fall, certainly in the spring and summer as well. ExperienceKissimmee.com. Corey Powers, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for visiting Chicago. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks for having me and bringing this great weather. It's awesome.